is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we have been and will continue to be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now joining us, head coach of the playoff bound Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
10 out of 11 years.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, 10 out of 11 years we've been in the playoffs, and we've played for two state championships, and we've been in the Final Four five times, so hopefully we can make it a sixth one.
Well, you know, it makes up for the understood win-loss record being not as high up there as it should be. But we've talked about that before. You know, you don't care about the win-loss. You care about getting, you know, that region crown, getting into the playoffs, going deep into the playoffs, and making that march to Mercer complete.
Yeah, you know, that's end of the day, that's when it all counts. They, you know, people, if we were to end up being 8-5, they'll nobody remember we were 5-5 at the midway point when we got to the playoffs and all that stuff. They'll just remember us. If we win a state championship, they'll remember winning a state championship. And that's kind of been our philosophy, is play those tough opponents to get yourself ready, you know. And we've done that the last few years, and I think our kids have responded well. You know, and we're in another spot right now to do the same thing, to put ourselves in a pretty good position. You know, we get to play at home in the first round, and or in the second round, I guess. We got a bye this week, and then we're in the second round of playoffs, and get to play at home under the Oaks with the home crowd. So that's big for us, and that should be fun.
Well, the kids absolutely responded this past Friday night, heading up to Wilmington Island, taking on the St. Andrews Lions, coming out with a 49-13 victory.
Pretty much a
full performance.
Yeah, I thought we was a little slower. Well, I thought St. Andrews did a good job of keeping the ball away from us in the first quarter. The long drive, we made a couple mistakes there. We talked about that, you know, in practice this week. You know, get those things fixed. I thought we had a lot of positives from that game. But you get going, you know, and then what they scored, they were up 6-0, and then we rattled off the next 49 points within three quarters pretty much. And
yeah, that was kind of scary, them, you know, taking that long drive for the first one, like, because you had been kind of prepping us for this. Had been saying for the last several weeks, this isn't the same St. Andrews, this is a different St. Andrews, this is a better St. Andrews. And that first drive happened, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh boy.
Yeah, but you know, Coach Percent does a good job. He gets them prepared, and then, you know, I just thought that as the game wore on, we found some things, and, you know, defensively we settled down and we started to play, and defensively we pretty much shut them down in the second and third quarter, made some turnovers, and got our offense on the field, and we got off the field. And when you can do that, when you can three and out some people, it just kind of demoralizes everybody in their effort. And I thought our defense played really well in the third quarter. And our secondary played pretty good too, you know, with everybody. I thought our D-line controlled the line of scrimmage. Our linebackers was flying around. We did a lot better this week defensively. And offensively, we just did what we did. You know, we go out and run the football. We actually completed two passes, which was somewhat crazy, and for 112 yards. Yeah, I know, and one was a touchdown pass right before the half. So
No. An absolutely beautiful touchdown pass. An absolutely beautiful 70-yard touchdown pass. Let's give credit where credit's due here.
Yeah, and he had a little pressure right in his face, too, and he delivered a strike. And, you know, it was a good play call. As soon as we faked it to Jordan, I think 9 of the 11 guys come running up to tackle Jordan, and then there were just two back there, and we had four guys on verticals. And so they picked the wrong one, and Jalen did a really good job with the pre-snap read and hit Rico right down the middle of the field for a touchdown. And that's, you know, kind of – that really swung the momentum going in at halftime. And from that point on, we never really looked back.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, it wasn't all sunshine and roses, so let's go ahead and get the less than primo stuff out of the way. Had a little bit of issue with false start there in the second half.
We did. Well, second quarter on fourth down, fourth and one, we jumped. That was probably our fault on that one. We were checking it from the sideline, and usually when we check it from the sideline, if we say Omaha or a check, we think it's on one. But since we checked it from the sideline, Tucker thought it was still on two, and so Cinco jumped, and you know Tucker was still thinking it was on two, and we jumped off sides, and then it was fourth down and six, and we come up a yard short. So, you know. Things we got to clean up. I think we did that this week.
I think, was that the only drive of the night that did not result in a touchdown?
Yes.
I think so. I think so. 49 points, that's seven touchdowns. I may have been a psychology major, but I got the basic math down pat.
I think every drive ended in a touchdown. I don't think we punted at all Friday night. And then, you know, we had the running clock in the fourth quarter, the whole fourth quarter, so it was moving pretty good. So, the last drive when we got the ball back was like a minute or something or 25 seconds. So that was the other one that just ran out of the clock. So last two games, what, we punted one time in 18 drives. So that, you know, we played Pinewood and we punted one time there and then we come up short on one fourth down. So, and then we come up on a fourth down short there. So we've converted 15, I guess that's right, 15 times. Out of 18 drives for touchdowns, that's pretty good percentage.
That's pretty high octane right there. Are you sure we don't bring back the all gas no brakes soon?
Well, you know, I guess we do. We do it in a hurry up run offense. It's very strange. We sprint to get up on the line to run the ball, but we've been very effective in what we've been doing, and we've got to continue to do that.
All right, let's talk real quick a little bit about the continued improvement of the defense with the loss of Ham Thompson and about how Hayes Carter has really stepped up and taken that spot.
You know, I just think him and Gavin in the middle have really acclimated really well to it. They knew they had to step up, and we knew we had to finish. We still had games to play. We got things to do, and we got goals to reach. And no one really missed a beat. You know, everybody, we were in shock and awe that fourth quarter against Bullock. And then after that, it was, we got to get the kids prepared to go play against Pinewood. And then we got to go beat St. Andrews. And I thought our kids did a really good job of just handling it, you know. Sometimes when you have a player like Hemp go down, it can be very devastating mentally to the kids. But I think they've done a really good job of handling it. And Hemp's done a good job of being out there trying to help them handle it. Tonight in film, we were talking about our depth, and Hemp's like, guys, you got to have your heels at five. We're too tight, and you know, and that's just coaching points too. And so, it's been big, and I think we're getting more and more comfortable on defense. So, you know, hopefully we can execute really well next Friday and continue the trend.
All right. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health of the team. And I understand we've got a new injury today to report.
Yeah, we have a sprained thumb for Smithville with horseplay in the locker room. That's what happened. When you had horseplay in the locker room, man went down. So I expect him to be ready to go tomorrow, taped up.
Yeah, I did tell him that you've got to come up with a better story for how the injury happened. When you got an injury, you've got to talk it up. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I knew exactly what was going on when I heard somebody say, oh, Smith got hurt in the locker room. I was like, somebody's in there acting goofy and got hurt. So it's exactly what happened. I just didn't guess the person who did it to him was right. I missed on the first two.
Person who did it to him?
No, well, they were throwing the ball, apparently. So I missed that one, but I think he'll be okay. The other one is Fuller. He's rehabbing. We're hoping he'll get ready to go. We're going to do some popsicle sticks and grit our teeth and get through that this week and get it rehabbed. I've already told him. Get him back so we can get ready to go. But, I think everybody else pretty much. Davis is with the AC joint in his shoulder. He's rehabbing as much as he can there. He can't really throw or do anything. So, with those guys, and, of course, I think Hamp has surgery Tuesday next week. So, he'll be in and under the knife for a little while.
So the possibility of him getting suited up and just doing the tush push from 1 yard out is not going to happen. I know that Adam was not on board with that one. He's over there shaking his head.
I just told him to tape it up and let's go. It's already tore. It's just created out.
What worse could it be?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could be a PT. What is it? PCL or whatever it is. Patella tendon or an MCL. But we're okay. So, we're talking about him. Talking about his knee. So,
the KFC tendon.
Yeah. No, I've had some guys in college play through the ACL, but they weren't very effective at times, but they did play.
Wow. So,
and he was like, Coach, can I play? I'm like, no, what's the doctor's orders? And he was like, no. And I'm like, then no, you don't do it. So, I know he would love to be out there with them playing, and we'd love for him to be out there. But we just got to get everybody else healthy as we can and get ready to go play.
There you go. So one last little segment about this past Friday night. We can stretch it out however long we need to or however long we want to, like we did on our last sit-down. And that's just talking about the continuing saga of the chase for 88-44 coming from Jordan Triplett. 298 yards, right. Six touchdowns. He's now, what was it, 489 from breaking the record, the all-time record?
Yeah, I think 489, or is it 491?
I think it's 488 to tie, 489 to break.
Gotcha, yeah. Don't trust my skills on that, but we know what we got to be around 490 or so to break it. And like I said, you look back and reflect, it's been a pretty good ride, when you have special players, and we're talking about that the other day, and I got to thinking about it. What a year. If he were to break the rushing record and Jalen gets drafted in the NFL all in the same year, what a year. How lucky have I been to have been able to be the guy at Frederica that had the first guy get drafted in the NFL at the school, and then also have a kid that breaks the state rushing record all in the same year while we're here doing it. It'd be just phenomenal, But, it reflecting on it, like we talked about the other night, you don't have a lot of time to sit around and think about it because you're always preparing for the next game.
But the bye week gives you a chance to kind of sit back a little bit, maybe.
It does, You think about it for about 15 minutes, and then you're back to work because, you game plan. You go through every game you got, and you look at everything, their tendencies, and you're doing everything, and you're trying to make sure you got everything covered. You don't want to not go over every little thing in the playoffs. And so, the reflection's pretty quick, but also it's pretty special if we pull it off. And hopefully we can, you know. And, you know, on the other end, hopefully Jalen gets drafted in the NFL. It'll be a great, be a great year, you know. So we're excited. We got a lot left in front of us, and hopefully we got three more football games.
There you go. You are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, you know, the thing about it is the whole thing with the chase for the record, it's – you would think that in some ways it might be a distraction, but it really hasn't, because the offense has been so so reliant on his play, and B, just the fact that, that Jordan has been so – what's the word? He's not – every single time that I've talked to him about the record, every single time I've talked to him about an individual performance, an individual game performance, the first words without fail out of his mouth are praise for his linemen, for the receivers, and for the team.
Right.
He's humble. That's just the kind of thing. Yeah. Humble.
He's a humble kid, and he understands that all that couldn't be done without the guys around him. Now, he's electric at times. You sit and watch it, and I'm like, how did he get out of that and make a touchdown? And sometimes you're just like, wow, that the vision, he sees things that other people probably don't see. He makes cuts that other people don't see. And then that Friday night we're walking in, we're like, listen, you guys see this and bounce it outside. And he's like, after the game's over, he says, yeah, I saw that later on after y'all told me. I'm like, listen, you got the best vision. Anybody out here running the ball, how are we seeing it and you're not seeing it? But sometimes just a little coaching point here and there, and he takes it really well. And again, he had, what did we say, 298 on 29 carries. So it was 10 yards a carry. And I hope that he continues to do that here this coming Friday, not this Friday, but the next Friday. And we can continue to do that. We can do what we do on offense. And we put ourselves in a situation where we play three games and we win all three of them.
He probably wouldn't know, but I bet his dad would. Mark, what's his YPC for his career? Do you know? 7.1 yards per carry for the career. That's staggering.
Yeah, and people go, Coach, why are you handing him the ball so much?
Have you not watched the game?
I don't know. You give it to him twice, we're probably going to get a first down right off the bat. So, but, you know, he's been very consistent for 4 years when you think about it, what he's done. And you think every year you're like, nah, he can't really beat that. Like, last year was 2,300 and some yards. You're like, oh, everybody knows he's getting it. And so, I mean, like, Friday night, they tried to get 10 people in the box. Like, they weren't even guarding our wide receiver at one time. They were just putting everybody in there. And they still couldn't stop it. And then, of course, we throw it out there, and boom, it makes them change up a little bit. But, you know, he's done a great job. And hopefully we can continue to do that. We can get these yards and we can get these wins. And maybe we can win the second state championship in school history. We got three games to do it.
Third. Second for you, third for the school.
That's right, third for the school, that's right.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank. The people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions. Tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. So let's talk about a little bit about what has been going on this week. How has practice been? What it's bye week. Do you give the guys more of a break, or is the fact that it's the bye week leading into the playoffs that you're still keeping the pedal to the metal?
We've slowed it down a little bit this week. We went back to doing a lot of technique stuff, corrections from Friday on Tuesday, making sure secondary-wise and drops-wise what we got in secondary, we were correct on defense. Offensively, just working on what we got to do, fundamentals. And same thing defensively, a lot of fundamental work on Tuesday. And then today, a little bit more, you know, working on Terrell's pass schemes and things like that and 10 personnel stuff. And then offense, started the install and a lot of run through and getting prepared, getting that front up there, what they're going to do on defense, or what we think they're going to do on defense, and start to put it in little by little. But we've kind of went out from 4 to 5:45, and then we go in and watch film after that from 5:45 to about 6:30, and then get the guys out of there. But, you know, we'll do that again tomorrow. And then come Monday, we're back full pads. Be full pads on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or, you know, probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it'll be – we'll be practicing on 6:30. We'll just have to do half of it down on the practice field and then go turn the lights on the game field and get our work in.
All right, this is probably the weirdest question I've ever thought of, but I've thought of some doozies over the years. But when you got the guys in there in the film session, who are the biggest contributors of that outside of the coaches? I mean, you would suspect that the big names would be in there, but who are some of the people that you're kind of surprised have been big film guys?
Yeah. Burns McEwen watches a lot of film. When you look at the logs, he's up there around 4 hours, logging 4 or 5 hours a week.
Homework, forget about it. Man. Game film, he's got it.
Yeah, Quan watches a lot of film. I even noticed Esau watched a lot of film last week. He had like 2.5 hours.
It paid off, too. I said his name on the radio more times last week than I've said all season.
And that's like I was, you know, I told a couple guys, some people say, what's the difference? And is the film. You can find a lot of secrets. You can find a lot of things. And starting to notice a little bit in our film with Terrell, what we've gathered is they do a few things, but they may be showing their hand before they do it with some of it. So, you know, that's when you're watching film, that's the biggest thing to take away, is breaking down your opponent over and over and over again to get an idea of what you're going against and what are their weaknesses. And I'm sure everybody does the same thing with us. Not only are you putting together a game plan, but you're trying to find out who's the weak link, who can you attack, how do you attack them, and what do you got to do out there to have a good night, and what's probably, you got to be thinking what their adjustment is to it. So that's a lot of stuff that goes into film watching. But our kids have been watching film more and more. Probably felt a little bit shamed into it after the pep speech before Pinewood, but after that, you know, I think a lot of guys started really understanding that you can get a feel for the game by watching film, and they started doing that a lot more. And the games count now. You win, you go home. You lose, you go home. So it's a little different dynamic.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So we'll give a little bit of a preview about what we're going to be talking about a lot next week, and that is Terrell Academy. They're coming over from Dawson, which is the last bastion of civilization before you enter DNA, Georgia, which is damn near Alabama. I remember driving through Dawson on the way to Randolph Southern back in the old days. My very first Frederica game was at Randolph Southern. Go. Right there is, was it Cuthbert, I think?
That may be
somewhere along there. The school doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
Coach Barnes is nodding at it over there, so that must be the one. How big of an advantage just at the base level is it that you're at home and they're having to drive pretty much the length of Highway 82 in South Georgia?
I think it's pretty advantageous. We had to go to Deerfield last year, and I think that hurt us, just the trip.
Which, by the way, what happened to them this year? Goodness gracious.
They graduated a lot of seniors. So
that would do it.
You know, so I thought last year we it took us a while to get focused, and we weren't. And a little bit of that's just leg weary, too, on the way. You go and you have to stop and you do things. You try to break up the trip, but at the same time, still a road trip. So I mean, this one here, I guess for them is what, 4 hours, something like that. So
it's about right. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be a long road trip, and you know, I don't know if they're coming over the night before or not. They may not. They may be like, I just get up and go that morning, is what we always do, and we'll see. But even if not, they have to sleep in a hotel room. They ain't going to have the same night's sleep. But if they drive over in the morning, it's a long ride. So we just get ready, and whatever they do when they get off the bus, we got to be able to respond to it and handle it. And I think for us, we got to come out of the gate fast and play hard and set the tone early in the game. And talk to that to the kids already all week, is that's what we have to do. We have to establish the game. Don't let them set the tone. We have to set the tone.
They really have had a tale of two seasons. They went 5-0 the first half of the season, 0-5 the second half of the season. And, you know, the transitive properties, some of the teams that they lost to, we beat pretty significantly.
If you look at transit properties, I don't really look at them. We got to go head-to-head on Friday night, and anything can happen. It's teenage boys. That's what you're dealing with. And right now, we have to be consistent. We have to rely on what we've done throughout the season, and how have we progressed, and what have we done to get better, and things like that. And that's been our biggest thing, is we play those tough opponents for this time of the year so that we're prepared, that we don't fear really anybody getting off the bus. You know, we've seen some really good football teams throughout the season. So our kids are pretty seasoned to this idea of going into the playoffs. We know what we're getting into before we get into it. And I think that for us, that's one of the biggest benefits, is our regular season opponents are just, I mean, they're really good. I mean, we got three of those teams are with a combined record of 29-1. That we've lost to. And so, you know, for us, we just got to go out and play and do what we do. And I think our kids understand that. We play a brand of football. We're going to be physical, and we're going to play hard. And that's what I've been told by a lot of coaches, is that we're physical, we play hard, and it's hard to come over here on the island and win.
For the Frederica Knight players who are here tonight, let me hear it. How confident do y'all feel right now? Quiet confidence. I see a lot of ups, a lot of hands up. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah.
What was that?
Trusted Smith Beal toting the rock.
All right. His chase for 88-44 begins next Friday night.
Yeah, he's got to hold it in the hand that didn't mess his thumb up, so we'll be all right.
There you go. I mean, it was a beautiful catch that he made in the locker room.
Yes,
let's be honest.
That's what I hear.
Hey, thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30. For the Coach Brandon Derrick Show, Jeff Doak signing off. As soon as Coach Derrick gives me those last two words,
go Knights.